This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, you're listening to Animal Party Pet Life Radio. And it's, I've just got so much to talk about today. I don't even know what to start with. My first thing is going to be to correct a fact that went out all over the place that I think is terribly wrong. That's my first thing. But later in the show, I'm going to tell you about some people. Oh my goodness. People. If you get a new dog, whether it's a little puppy or a medium puppy or an older puppy or a dog, listen to me on this. Because when you get it from a breeder or a rescue place and they tell you, do this, follow the instructions. Because if you don't, total mayhem ensues. And I will tell you all about some people who could not follow instructions and what happened. And lucky for me, it's all a good ending. Everybody's okay. And the people are no longer in my life. But I'll tell you all about what maybe the stupidest dog adoption I've ever seen. Close to it. All right. Well, we'll talk about that later in the show. But I'm going to start with correcting a misperception. A fact came out. It was all over the news. It was all over social media. And where they're getting this information is baffling. But what they've said, and I know they said it in meaning to do well, they're trying to tell you to spay and neuter your cat. Yeah, do that. Don't wait till it's a year or 2 years. Same for a dog. I have a dog who delivered here. She's a guest of my kennel. She came for 3 days, stayed for over a month, and gave birth to 8 dogs. And the people were surprised because she's not a year old yet herself. Terrible. You don't breed a dog till it's 2, but it can get pregnant at 6 months, at a year and a half. Just like a 15, 16, 17-year-old girl, 14-year-old girl, 13-year-old girl might be able to get pregnant. You don't want that. It's not the right outcome. So cats can get pregnant really early, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, and then again, 2 months later, and again, 2 months later, over and over and over and over. So really, spay and neuter your cats. But the thing that they said is that an intact male cat, a tomcat, a cat with all his parts, male, boy cat, will go off looking for ladies, and that part's true. But then they said he can go up to 3 miles to find a mate. Well, that's not right. That's not even close to right. In Montreal, they did this study where they put GPS tracking on cats who were owned by people, but were allowed to kind of roam around, just do whatever they want, in and out cat doors, hang out on balconies, patios, visit neighbors, do whatever, in the city, in a suburb of the city. And they found that a 3 mile radius is actually the cat's territory. Okay, so the cat each day when they're young and healthy, and these aren't even intact ones. These are just random, some intact, some not. They will patrol an area that they consider their home turf that can be up to 3 miles. So the 3 miles is a stat from something else. It's about where a cat considers it lives. So if your cat goes missing, it's probably within those 3 miles, probably at a neighbor's house, probably thinks it has another home. They may think they're doing the right thing and locked it inside when it was visiting. They may think it's their cat. That's happened a lot. Cat redistribution network, I call it. But besides that 3 mile number, it doesn't really fit. And some cats will have a lower range. You know, they'll just go to the neighbors and back, or 3 blocks, or 1 block, or 5 blocks. Depends on the cat, his fitness, his age. And if he's intact, his range will be farther. So what does that mean for you? That means you may think he's funny and cute and all that, and you may not be too troubled by his reproduction, which occurs out of sight, but there's going to be unwanted kittens and cats. There's going to be possible injury to him through fighting with other males. There's going to be possible injury to him because he's going to go beyond his 3 mile home turf. Oh, way beyond. Way, way, way beyond. In fact, one cat, unrelated to mating, but a cat named India, spayed female, went missing for 8 years. And how far away was she when they scanned her microchip when she was found in a different city? 165 kilometers. So Cats can travel and they can get some serious mileage on them. And if a male sniffs the air and the wind conditions are right, he could smell a female from way further than 3 miles. So don't be thinking your cat's safe if he's intact. If he's intact, he is saying to the whole cat world, pick me. You want to go? You want to go? That's what he's saying to all the other boy cats who are intact. Let's fight. He's also setting off a scent that attracts all that, and his scent travels for miles. Now, in addition to all that, he will do anything to get to a female in heat, including, and this is my number one worry for all of you, he will cross a highway, he will cross a road, he will cross train tracks, he will run over and through and into anything to get to her. He'll run into a pack of dogs to get to her if she's in a yard with dogs. He will do whatever. So please, please neuter, spay your cats so they don't become part of this incredible overcat population, but also so your guy, your cool cat, doesn't get killed. Okay, so I just want to give you a few stats on the cat situation. Let's see. Well, this cat was missing for 8 years, Indy, and 165 miles it traveled. It used to be called Houdini as a nickname, so we can guess what it used to do. And it was microchipped, it was friendly, all that. But the SPCA that was interviewed on behalf of these people, the ones that were responsible for reuniting the cat from one city to another, said in the cases of dogs missing, 60% are reunited with their owners. Right? Now, most of us put dog tags on our dogs, but those can be broken off, chewed off, fall off, disintegrate, be unreadable. Some of us put tattoos on an inside our dog's ears, our cat's ears. That's a good thing. That's really good. But not everybody can see them. Sometimes hair grows over. Sometimes they're kind of illegible. Then there's the microchip. Well, even when dogs are microchipped, which is more than cats, 60% of them are found. But cats, only 10% ever get returned to their real owner. So if you love your cat, neuter your cat. 90% of those that go missing never come back. And you don't want that to happen to you. All right, everybody, we're going to go to break and we're going to talk about why I'm so mad at these people. Ugh. All right, stay tuned on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. This is Deborah Wolf, host of Animal Party on Pet Life Radio. You know the expression, cats have 9 lives? Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello. You're back on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. And I'm going to cover a bunch of things here. Okay, so we got a dog, puppy, 10 months old, golden doodle, lovely dog, socialized to what she knows. People she knows, dog she knows, the farm she lives on. She's been on a few outings. She's been to the groomer a few times. She's had the vet visit her in her home, so she has no bad association with the car, loves the car. And it's just a generally lovable dog. Slightly on the shy side, but I mean slight. You know, every dog, I mean, it's like a 50-50 line. They're either bold or shy, and she's right in the middle, right? Once you know her, she jumps all over you. But when she doesn't know you, she's a little bit slow to warm up, just a little. If you're a woman or a girl and you talk high and baby talk, she'll warm up right away. If you're standing next to someone she knows, she'll warm up right away. But if you're a big, loud man she's never met, and you're gesturing wildly and screaming, she's not going to like you. Okay, now I'm sort of foreshadowing what's going to come. So these people call and they say their dog died and they want to get a new dog, same breed, golden doodle. And do I have any? And at the time I had two, but they took their time trying to decide. A few days went by and then I had one. And so I told them, yeah, I'll hold it for you. Put down your non-refundable deposit and you can come get the dog. And they made arrangements to come from, you know, across from Vancouver Island to Vancouver and then drive out to my farm to get this dog. Lovely dog. Her name's Ashley. Mary Kate and Ashley were the two dogs. They were sort of the last two to go. And sometimes when the puppies don't sell at a young age, I just spend more time with them, train them, let them grow up a bit, and then sell them to people, place them in homes with people for less money. It's a lot of work for me. And I feed them and vaccinate them, keep them, groom them, care for them, put a lot of money into it. But then they go for a lot less as a year-old trained dog. And that's what she was heading for. You know, maybe someone who has mobility issues, older person, person without a yard. There's all kinds of reasons why you want a dog that's already house trained and has the basics. So that's what she was waiting for. And the other one went to a family that had never owned a dog before with little kids, and everything's great with them. They took the dog and perfect. Okay. So now we have one left. They come together. And it just so happens I was away at the pet food warehouse when they came. Timing wasn't quite right. So they got her from my staff. All that's good. And I was on the phone with them and texting them and giving them very specific instructions, as I do with all the people who adopt any dog or puppy from me, no matter how calm or old or trained or young or innocent or whatever. I always say, this dog doesn't know you, doesn't know your home, doesn't know your car, doesn't know all the people in your life and all the smells. For the first few days, everything's going to be new. The dog's brain is going to be so busy. You might want to call me and say, why is she so tired? She was so perky at your place. The dog will be tired from thinking and processing and trying to take in all the new information that's bombarding it. It's like if they just took you, all of a sudden you didn't know what was going on and you landed in a new country. You wake up and you're in a new place and everyone speaks a new language. Everything's different. What are you going to do? You're going to just kind of hang back and watch, try and get acclimatized, right? So I told them this and I said, you know, because she's not 2 months, 3 months, 4 months old, I would suggest you keep her on leash for a whole month. She's 10 months old now. She's likely to come into heat in the next few months. So I would suggest you get her spayed right away, because that requires you keep her on leash for a couple of weeks anyway until her stitches heal. And then that time overlaps. You can bond with her, get her to know you. She'll be on leash the whole time. But then when you're ready to let her go, you don't have to worry about mating and other dogs and all those issues. And by then she'll know you really well. So keep her on leash for 3 to 4 weeks. Okay. They take the dog. I get a call at 3 o'clock. Oh my God, we let her go and she's loose in the backyard. She's hiding behind a bush. We don't understand it because she was so bonded with us. We were able to pick her up. We were able to carry her into the Bosley's pet store where we gave her a bath, and we carried her into the other pet store where we bought things, and we took her around and we thought she really liked us, and now she's hiding from us. What do we do? So I'm like, okay, first of all, I'm listening to this thinking, why are you overwhelming this dog? She had a bath before she left. Why are you giving her another one? And why are you carrying her? She's 60 pounds. Are you nuts? Maybe 50 pounds. She's long, lean adolescent dog, but you know, big dog. What are you doing? Why are you carrying her? This all sounds crazy to me. And they said, they'd already said she's great in the car and she really likes us. Everything's going great. Okay. So I say to them, all right. Well, he says, they won't even come to me, the man said. So I said, okay, she doesn't really know a lot of men. Not a lot of men. No men work here. They're all women who work at my place. So, you know, men visit from time to time. But other than the vet, she's never really met a man steadily. And that wasn't the best impression. So how about pick a woman from your circle or a young girl, a teenage girl, and have them go out with a leash and just hang out in the backyard, maybe have a snack, maybe have some cookies with her, and just wait for the dog to come out. Dog will come out. Bring a ball. So they do that. And I get this text. Oh, thank goodness. Everything's fine. The dog's good. She's back with us. Everything's great. So I reiterate my instructions. Keep her on a leash for a month. I've upped it now to 4 weeks, and I'm being very clear with the people. Keep her on leash in the house, out of the house, in the yard, wherever you go, until she loves and adores and trusts you, which may take a month. Do not let her loose anymore. Make sure the collar fits. I go through this whole thing, and I'm talking to them, texting them. My staff is as well. Everything seems fine. All right, stay tuned. I'm going to tell you what happened next to this 10-month-old golden doodle. But it did involve coyotes, I can tell you that. So stay tuned on Animal Party Pet Life Radio.
for my pets. Sparkle and love under the tree from heaven above. Yes, for my pets. Joy in the air, unwrapping dreams without a care.
Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and is conveniently located on the cat tree. Go to cattreetray.com. Bring home a luxury French bulldog from the world-famous Tom King's Kennel. Premium French bulldogs from excellent European bloodlines. Superior puppy care and lifetime health guarantee for your perfect companion. Use code TOMKINGSMAGIC for a magical holiday discount. Visit TomKingsKennel.com and find your perfect Frenchie today. Your pets will be over the moon with sparkly jewelry from Over the Moon Jewelry. Beautiful handcrafted matching jewelry for you and your pets. Wire-wrapped, beaded contemporary necklaces, bracelets, and charms. Go to OverTheMoonJewelry.com.
Gifts for my pets. Joy in the air. Unwrapping dreams without a care.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello. You're back on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. All right. So here we are with this dog. The people finally got her back on leash. They're all happy. She's great. She loves them. He loves her. Everybody's good. The man is a fairly large man, 6 feet maybe, 180, 200 pounds, I don't know, fairly big guy. And the woman he's with is not small, let's just say. She probably weighs what I weigh and half again, you know, bigger gal. So they're not small, unintimidating people like the people who work at my kennel who are super fit young girls and me, right? So a little bit of an adjustment on that, but, you know, generally speaking, the dog's doing okay. Middle of the night, get a call. I'm coming back from singing at a festival and I get this call on the phone. Where's your phone? Haven't you been on the phone? These people, they're stranded in a different city and the dog is loose and there's coyotes. And oh my God, no. So what did they do? They took the dog, not home, like I told them, take her home. Said, let her stay at home. Don't be doing huge outings and walks and hikes. Don't go to strange places. Let her get used to your home territory. Have her on a leash, even in the house, even at home. No, they didn't do that. They went to some other house. And I said, why'd you take her to a strange house when I finally did connect with these people? And they said, it's not a strange house. It's my mother's house. Okay, it's strange to the dog. It doesn't smell like any of you. And you don't know about the fences or anything else at this house. Oh, no, it's fully fenced, she said. Well, clearly not, because the dog they took to their mother's house. And then the story gets really sketchy. They kept saying she was on a harness and leashed and on a patio and in a fenced yard. So if all that's true, if she was on a harness that fit and she was on a leash and she was tied, all things I wouldn't recommend for a new dog you just adopted, but whatever. I said, put a collar on her, put a leash on her and stay with her. Okay. In a strange yard, in a strange town, not their town, another town. And it's a country town, a farm town called Chilliwack, where there's a lot of coyotes, right? Lots. So the dog stuck out on a balcony by itself, tied up on a loose harness in a yard that clearly wasn't fully fenced, listening to coyotes, yip, 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 yip. It freaked out, got out of the harness, got out of the whatever contraption, jumped over the little balcony trellis or whatever the heck they thought was containing it, and then ran off. So clearly the yard wasn't fenced, although she kept saying to me, it was fenced, it was fenced. Well, no. Dogs don't go through fences. They're not ghosts. There has to be a gap. Anyway, so the dog was loose running through the streets of Chilliwack. So we had to go out and catch it. And, you know, my first reaction was to just go there right away. But then I realized, no. This dog, I mean, hours later, had been panicking all night in a field. They'd been trying to chase it. So I called the person who'd last worked with the dog the most, that works on my staff, got her to come, and picked a puppy dog that this dog's friends with, besties, another golden doodle, a little bit older. It took the two, the young lady and the young woman and the other puppy, And we went out to this field, and it's 25-acre field, massive. Highway on one side, main Trans-Canada Highway, big-time highway on one side, busy street on the other, fruit stands all the way along, steady traffic, a nightmare for a country dog who's never been loose with traffic. And she's somewhere in this 25 acres. So we get there, and I've already texted ahead, we're coming, and this is what we're going to do, and please stay out of sight, and please stay out of the way. And so here's the man standing there in all his gigantic masculine energy, arms flailing, big, 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 loud, telling us that dog's crazy. That dog's violent. That dog's aggressive. That dog can never be off leash. That dog should, what happened to that dog? Did you abuse that dog? He's yelling at us. And I said to him, please stay away from Kia. That's the woman who's helping. And Peachy, the puppy, please stay away from them. We don't want your scent on them. We don't want her seeing you with them. Please come with me. Oh, no, I'm going to show her where the dog is. I'm going to show her where we last saw her. Excuse me. We don't need to know where she last was. She could be anywhere in this 25 acres. She's going to come to us. That dog doesn't come. That dog won't come. That dog. No, it will come to us. It just won't come to you because it doesn't know you. Oh, she knows us. Anyway, so finally, I had my good friend with me, and he walked. I said, can you get this guy away from us? And so he started to make small talk with the guy and get him to walk away from us. So we entered the field as the offensive man was leaving, all angry and upset, and his wife standing there waiting for her money back. She's all angry too. So they pick up a dog for a really adoption price, $600, $3,000 value dog, trained, vaccinated, ready to go, perfect dog. They lose it and they want their money back, even though there's a non-refundable deposit and clearly you need to return the dog if you want your money back. And they've now cost me all this money and wages and gas and time and people. And yeah, God, because we tried to catch it the night before also with a different person who didn't know the dog. So, but the man kept interfering. So here we are in the field. And finally, he leaves us alone. I go to one side of the field. The lady with the puppy go to the other. And it wasn't even 2 minutes. This dog came flying toward us, greeting us like crazy, jumping all over us, put the leash on her, no problem. We're walking back to the car, and there's Mister standing there with his arms out again. So I text my friend, can you please get him to get out of sight and get out of the way so we can go to the car? Because this dog is scared of him and that woman and their angry, upset energy and their whatever was going on with them. Maybe the loss of their dog and their grief. They chose to give this dog almost identical name to the dog they just lost. And that's something I can caution you on. If you lose a dog you're really attached to, it's a good idea to get something a little bit different, different gender, different color, different age, something, and give it a different name. So you're not constantly expecting what you had from your old dog who knew you and trusted you and fit you like a glove. You can't expect that from a brand new puppy who hardly knows you. It's unrealistic. So, okay. So the dog comes, the people go away. It jumps into the car, no problem. It's sitting on my girl's lap there, and I'm trying to deal with these people. And oh man, you won't believe what they said next. Stay tuned, we're going to go to break and come back on Animal Party Pet Life Radio.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello. So here we are in the story. I'm back. Caught the dog. Dog's safe, matted, dirty, just disgusting, but good. Okay, she's a beautiful blonde, looks like Farrah Fawcett, lovely golden locks. Not so lovely right now, matted, mucky, okay. But she's in the car and she's safe. She drank a little bit. She ate some cookies. Everything's good. She's sitting in there and I'm about to leave. But of course they want their money back. So instead of asking nicely, they start accusing me of all sorts. And one of the things they say to me is, that dog is anorexic, which I'm sorry, but I just started laughing. I mean, first of all, she's perfect weight. Perfect. So they're a little bit on the heavy side. Maybe their old dog was too. I don't know. Most people have overweight dogs. This dog's an adolescent. She runs every day on 5 acres. No matter how much you feed her, she keeps running. She's half poodle, so she doesn't have a huge appetite like a golden retriever would. But she eats well. You can't see her ribs. She's long and lean and still growing, right? Okay, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Anorexic? Well, I mean, am I supposed to imagine her standing in front of a mirror saying, oh, I'm too fat, I can't eat today? Am I supposed to imagine her on Facebook saying, oh, all the other girls are thinner, I better get thinner? I mean, anorexia is a disease of the mind. This dog doesn't have a body image problem. This is nuts. And then she said, we fed her 4 meals and she ate them all. Well, she was probably trying to please you. And maybe she threw up after. I mean, that's a lot of food. Crazy, crazy stuff. All right. So they tried to insult me on other ways. And once they figured out I was going to give them their money back, they relaxed and left. But they actually said to me at one point, we don't want this dog. And I'm like, I wouldn't give you this dog. You can just walk away. Some people shouldn't have dogs. And if you love a dog and you're an old dog person and you've always had dogs, like this lady says, when you get a new dog, start from scratch. Give the dog a chance to get to know you and your place and your people and the things around you. You shouldn't have it off leash for a month, even if it was trained off leash, which this dog is. When we got back, we let it off leash and we did a bunch of recall and we filmed one. We sent them the video. Look, she comes. You said this dog could never be let off leash ever. Well, we're letting her off leash. Minutes after she's recovered from the trauma of her night with you, and she's still coming beautifully. In fact, she came in a 25-acre field with traffic all around and coyotes. This is a well-trained dog, lady. So their response was, well, I guess she didn't know us yet. Yes, that's my point. When you get a new dog, give it the time. It'll be pretty subdued the first few days. There's a lot going on. Where do I live? Where do I eat? Where's my home? Who are my people? Where are all the things I used to know? Right? It's a lot. After a few days, there's only one new thing each day, and they'll perk up and they can process that easily, and everything is great. When you first start to do walks with your new dog, go from your house a door or two away and turn around and come back. The next time, a few doors away, turn around and come back. The next time, a half a block, then a block, then 2 blocks. You've just taught your dog how to find its way home. That's what you want. You want basics at the beginning. You want to introduce it to the most important people, the people who live at your house, the people who visit frequently, not every other person that you see twice a year who happens to love dogs. Oh, wait on that. The first week or two, you want them to know your pack, who's important and who comes and goes without barking, who matters in this circle, who can feed them. Don't give strangers cookies to feed your dog the first week or two. That doesn't make sense to them. So just go slow. Go slow. Okay, so before we end this show, I wanted to say two more things. I wanted to talk about one of the stupidest things I've seen. Okay, so it's festival season, and some of you know I'm a singer, so I go out and I sing bands and jams and open mics and festivals and whatever. And I like to go catch live music all over the place. And so recently, I was somewhere at a music in the park kind of thing. And what do I see? I see a puppy that I'm guessing isn't even 8 weeks, maybe just. It's got that kind of dazed eye thing where they can't really track the motion of a ball and they don't really see far away yet. So under 10 weeks for sure. I would say 7 weeks. Little puppy. So where do they take him? To this enormous park with all these people and dogs and mayhem, right? That's the first problem. He's overwhelmed. Children are pulling at him and picking him up. And even if he's meant to be a dog that loves kids, it's too much for an animal infant. So again, these people, new dog, and you do want to show it the life you mean it to have, but slowly, not all at once. Okay, so here they are in the blanket. And then, oh my gosh, I see their older dog, who's not old. This young dog kind of pulls a lot. You can see it's pretty hyper, playful, playing with the kids. But what do they got it wearing? A prong collar Which, I mean, I would like to have them all banned. They banned them in Saanich. There's places in the world where you can't even put that on a dog. Rightly so. They dig into the flesh. They cause blisters and sores and infections. And it's just not necessary to give your dog a shot of adrenaline when he's misbehaving already. Little pain to go with everything. It's really not a good tool. But not just a prong collar on a well-behaved social dog in a social atmosphere where kids are tempting it and throwing balls for it, and it's pulling on this stupid collar. A flexi leash. Now they've banned those in places too. Usually they ban them because they hurt people, because flexi leashes get stuck or they can't be recoiled quickly enough. And they sometimes have like a rope-like effect around a leg, and they can really, really hurt people. So I don't like flexi leashes at all, but I especially think they should never be combined with a prong collar, because the flexi is designed to let your dog have as much room as he wants, and the prong collar is going to give him pain every time it tugs. It's just like a tug of war. It's completely, boy, 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 boy. What are people thinking? I wish the people who sold the equipment were better at giving instructions, and I wish the people with the animals were better at following instructions. So those are my dum-dum awards for today. If you get a new dog, listen to the people who gave it to you or sold it to you. Do what they say. If they say keep it on leash for a month, do it. If they say take it home right away and give it some quiet time, do it. If you have to go to some other place where you're not sure of the fences, and clearly they weren't sure of the fences, keep them tied to you. I had even said to them, tie a leash around your waist and another one to the dog. That way you won't lose her again until she trusts you. So please, people, be careful with your new animals, because they don't know where they are, and they need your help in figuring that out. All right, so one last news item before we go. Just a big salute to the people at OWL, which is a rescue group here in Vancouver that deals with birds. And they got called out to a very strange situation. Some neighbors in Surrey said there were two American bald eagles locked in a talon battle, shrieking and screaming and not ending the battle. So they called the rescue, and I don't know how long it took to make that call. And I don't know how long it took for them to drive over, but there's footage of this woman wearing very long gloves and geared up for scratches, separating the two eagles. And they just don't want to separate. And when she gets them separate, one of them flies off. One of them has an eye injury, and the one that stayed, and they treat that one, and it's now been released. But the one who flew off flew straight into a scooter rider. Like, how weird is that? Now, the scooter rider's okay, and the eagle's okay, and both eagles are fine. And well done, Owl. Thank you for being there for that little wildlife incident. So, for those of you listening from south of the border, you're thinking, American eagle, what's that American eagle doing up in Canada? Well, we got a lot of them. A lot of them. If it's something on your bucket list where you thought to yourself that you really love that bird and you'd love to see them. I remember being in Florida, being out on a boat and seeing one hundreds of feet in the air, and people being all excited and getting their binoculars, and me thinking, what, you never seen a bunch of eagles in a tree? Like 17? You never seen a bunch of eagles catching fish out of a lake? Really? Because up here, we got a load of them, loads of them. And if you come in the fall, they have this thing called the Eagle Count. You can look it up online. Bracondale is one of the places. But you can actually become one of the volunteers where they give you a number and a clipboard, and you go out and they teach you how to track, count, because they like to count them and know how many thousands of eagles are coming here for the annual salmon run in the fall. You can see a tree. Well, you will see. I guarantee it. If you come to the eagle hunt and the eagle count, you will see trees just decorated with them, almost like Christmas lights. You look at a green tree and there's white, 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 white all over it, because they're all sitting there just fishing, casually fishing the spawning salmon. Yeah, it's a pretty incredible sight. Hatsik Lake is another place where I've seen a lot of eagles. And down where I live on this little street called Hayward Street, which goes along Hayward Lake at the bottom of Silvermere Lake and Hayward Lake. It splits the two and it's near a dam. So a lot of salmon go there, spawn and die. And when you drive through that road, almost every tall tree has eagles in it. And if you walk down along the banks, they're just feet from you, hunting and scavenging. And when you look under the water's crystal clear and ice cold, and the bottom's all pebbles, pink pebbles. And you see these giant skeletons of the salmon that have spawned and died, and the eagles have picked clean, huge bones. It's pretty incredible. So if you ever want to take a trip to see eagles, come on up to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And if you do it in the fall, you can be part of the count and help us figure out how many eagles there are in the world and what they're up to.
I just want to let you know where you can find me. Animal Party is on PetLifeRadio.com, where you can subscribe. But you can also find this show on iTunes and Spotify and everywhere podcasts play. I'd love it if you subscribe so you don't miss a show. But also on social media, you can find my training demos with real cats and real dogs, naughty ones. You can check that out at Deb Wolf, Pet Expert, on YouTube. And for pet laughs and great social media posts, you can see Deb Wolf, Pet Expert, on Facebook. Here at Animal Party, I welcome your pet questions, comments, and guest suggestions, especially if you have a pet problem. I'm begging you like a beagle, please send me a voice clip message or text message to deb@petliferadio.com, and I'll answer your question on the air. I can even, if you send me your contact information, we will try to arrange to speak with you off air, record it, and solve your problem together. If you're a first-time listener, you can scroll through the older shows and find the topic or expert guest that really speaks to you. Maybe it's dog breed bans, or the royal family pets, or pets in war zones, or how to train your cat to use a litter box. Whatever it is, you can find it on one of my old shows, and they're all there at PetLifeRadio.com. So I hope you'll tune in wherever you listen to podcasts to Animal Party on Pet Life Radio. And from me, Deb Wolf and Animal Party, be good to your animals. Ciao, meow.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.